So, what links a town in Derbyshire, the road running between the two cathedrals in Liverpool, the surname of a comedian, and millions of people and the lottery prize? Hope. Absolutely. Hope. Hope is that town in Derbyshire, wonderful village in Derbyshire, and the street between the two cathedrals is Hope Street, and Bob Hope, obviously, and millions of people hope every week that they are going to win the lottery prize. So that's a forlorn hope. Christians recognize that Jesus, born at Christmas, is God's greatest gift to us. That's what we've been saying to the children. And receiving this gift marks a Christian out. It makes him or her very different to others. The most important differences are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13, at the end of which it says, faith, hope, love. God's gracious gift to mankind at Christmas is faith, hope, and love in and through Jesus. Faith. To be a Christian, you must have faith in God through Jesus Christ, who was born, lived, died, and rose again. In the letter to the Hebrews, Hebrews 11 verse 6, we read, without faith, it is impossible to please God, since the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Faith, believing that Jesus is the Son of God and came to set us free from sin. Love. Love for God and others, because God first loved us, through sending Jesus to this world on a mission of love, which eventually led to his death and resurrection. Love is our response to experiencing God's gracious love to us. If we recognize that we benefit from God's love, enjoying that love also includes loving others with that same love. So the love that we receive from God, we share with others. Love. God's people are a loving people. Okay, we know that. Faith's fundamental to being a Christian. Love's the response to God first loving us. But what about hope? That verse said faith, hope, and love. I can see faith and love are vitally important, but where does hope come in? The world needs hope. People need hope, don't they? But they need Christian hope. They need Christian hope. Surely we should talk about it more. Well, I'm going to. The Christian has hope. But what is hope? What the world understands by hope is hoping that the number 13 bus will turn up on a Sunday evening in December. You hope the bus will arrive. You want it to arrive really badly because it's cold. But you can't say whether it actually come or not. There's some doubt. There's no certainty. Maybe you dropped hints to your mum or dad about what you hoped for Christmas. But you weren't certain you'd get it. You may be hoping I'm not going to talk for long this morning. I might. I might not. But it's out of your control. That's not what it means when we talk about a Christian's hope. This hope is not an uncertain desire, but a certain expectation. Richard Sibbes, a theologian who lived at the beginning of the 17th century, wrote, "The nature of hopes to expect that which faith believes." The nature of hope is to expect that which faith believes. So hope's vitally and inextricably linked to our faith. Where there's no faith, there can be no hope. Without faith in God, you're without true hope. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Spanish word esperar means to hope. But it also means to wait for. And it also means to expect. That's the Christian hope. It's what we're also waiting for. It's also what we're expecting. In Hebrews 6 verse 19 we read, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." How can the Christian's hope be secure? How can it be certain? Well, it can. Because our hope is dependent on the all-powerful and perfect God, on the sinless and righteous Jesus. Because our hope comes as a result of Jesus' death and resurrection. Our hope's not at the mercy of the world around us and what men can do, but it's founded on the mercy and grace of a loving God. Firm and secure because it's based on the character and the power of God. So what is the Christian hope? Paul writes to the Colossians in chapter 1 and verse 27. God wanted to make known among the Gentiles the glorious wealth of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The glorious wealth of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul says Jesus is our hope. All our hope is in Jesus and what he's done. The wonderful mystery of God brings glorious wealth because it brings Jesus to us. And in a miraculous way, what he's done for us brings him into our life if we're Christians. Jesus lives in us by his Spirit. When Jesus prepares his disciples in John 14 for when he returns to heaven, he says he'll send the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to teach and remind them of all he said to them. And in a mysterious and a miraculous way, the Holy Spirit does those same things for us. Every Christian today, Christ in you. The Apostle Paul says, "I no longer live, but Christ in me." Earlier in Colossians 1, Paul's already said that the Colossian Christians have faith and love because of the hope reserved for them in heaven. See that link again between faith, love and hope. But he says that our hope's reserved for us in heaven. It's the hope of glory. Christ now lives by his Spirit inside every Christian. But he is also now in glory in heaven. And because Jesus died and rose again, we become heirs with the hope of eternal life. Because Jesus died and rose again, we too can look forward to rising to eternal life in heaven and sharing in God's glory. This is the hope of glory. How wonderful. How amazing. There's no doubt. It's not a matter of it may or it may not happen. The Christian hope is an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It's certain it will happen. We just don't know when. Hope will be fulfilled. Hope of glory. Eternal life in glory. In heaven. With God. Forever. I'm sure you've been really excited waiting for today. And perhaps you've had that tingling feeling about something that's coming for a while. And you couldn't stop thinking about it. And you couldn't sleep last night. And you had to be up at, when was it, 10 to 3? Something like that. And you were absolutely ecstatic when Christmas morning finally came. Well, there's a passage in the letter to the Romans in chapter 8 that tells us that all of creation is waiting in eager expectation for the hope of the Christians to be fulfilled. All creation's waiting for the full glory to be revealed so that the world can be freed from the effects of sin, from corruption, from decay, and even plastic. So, this hope's a world-changing hope, the glorious wealth of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. All of creation's waiting for it, and it's expecting it to be fulfilled. So while we're waiting, what does having this hope mean to us? Before he was paralyzed from the neck down in an accident, the actor Christopher Reeve, who played Superman, said, "Once you choose hope, anything's impossible." Got that wrong. "Once you choose hope, anything's possible." Once you choose hope, anything's possible. That's a recommendation from Superman, so it must be right. But this can only be the case for those whose hope's in God, because their hope is in the hands of the Almighty One. And he's faithful, and he will do it. Psalm 146:5 says, "Happy is the one whose hope is in the Lord his God, maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever." God, who demonstrated his great power in creating everything, creating all things, he is faithful, and he will use that same power to bless those who know him as their Lord and who have their hope in him. It's a mystery. It's a miracle. But how wonderful. Do you know something of that blessing in your life? You will if your hope's in God through Jesus. Hope brings blessing even in difficult times, because this hope will help us to get through. Remember, the Christian's hope of glory is Christ in you. Jesus has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's with you forever. As Paul writes to the Thessalonian Christians, he remembers their endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus in us is the guarantee that our hope will be fulfilled, this should inspire us to persevere and endure whatever the world throws at us as we go into a new year, 2020. You will need armor. You will need armor for battles ahead. We're encouraged in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 8 to protect ourselves. Let us be self-controlled and put on the armor of faith and love and a helmet of the hope of salvation. See again, we have faith, love and hope mentioned together as essentials of the Christian life. Let the hope of salvation be a protective helmet as you move into 2020. Jesus, whose birth we're celebrating, brought true hope. And hope will not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The message of Christmas, the message that brings you hope. We've seen that faith, love, and hope are vitally linked and are essentials in the life of the Christian. None of these is possible without Jesus in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Without any one of these things, you cannot live the Christian life. So where do you stand this morning? Without faith in God, through Jesus Christ, you will never experience true hope that you know will be 100% fulfilled. You'll be swept along through the highs and the lows, never knowing certainty. I ask you not to let that continue any longer. Know Christ in you, the hope of glory. But if you do have faith, which is a gift from God by his grace and mercy, then you have the love of God within you. You have Christ in you. You have a certain hope of glory, the hope that one day will be fulfilled. You will experience heaven. Nothing and no one can take that away. Because Christ is in you, you have the hope of glory. And this will inspire you in your everyday life. You can know peace, joy, because you know your hope's firm and secure in Jesus. All glory to the King. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful, certain hope that we have in you. We have in Jesus, because he is the guarantee that that hope will be fulfilled. We know that if we are yours, if we believe in you, if we know that you are living within us, if we know that we are following you, loving you, obeying you, serving you, looking to you, we know that that hope of certain presence with you in heaven will be fulfilled. So thank you, Father, for that hope. And we pray, Father, that we might know your peace and your joy and your love within us because of that hope as we move into a new year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.